A surprise part of the possible budget compromise is a tax on sugary drinks. The proposal would put a penny per ounce charge on the purchase of any artificially sweetened beverages. Diet sodas and fruit juices would not be included, but sweetened drinks like lemonade would. Tom Lisi explains.
It's a policy debate that's already played out in Mexico, California, and Cook County. One argument against says it's a regressive tax because it disproportionately impacts the poor. Jennifer Falby, a researcher at UC Berkeley, surveyed residents after a citywide soda tax went into place there in 2015. She reported a 20% drop in drinking soda. In Mexico, where a national soda tax was put in place, Falby says drinking habits changed the most among the poor.
Because those populations also tend to suffer from the health consequences of sugar-sweetened beverages like diabetes, they would also be the populations that are expected to benefit the most.
Illinois has the 18th highest rate of obesity in the nation at 30%. Governor Rauner declined to comment on the idea, saying he doesn't want to interrupt negotiations in the General Assembly. I'm Tom Lisi.